Good morning. This is Metro Watch for Wednesday, December 7th, 2011. I'm Gloria Minot. Coming up, several rights groups filed an amicus brief in support of Maryland's no representation without population redistricting law. Peter Wagner, next. Strongly contending that the Republican-sponsored challenge to Maryland's landmark 2010 civil rights law, the No Representation Without Population Act, runs directly contrary to its plaintiff's goal of increased representation for Maryland's African-American community. Mr. Wagner is my guest this morning. He's with the Prison Policy Initiative. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
You all filed this amicus brief, the NAACP, the ACLU of Maryland. I read a little about what your concerns are. Would you elaborate?
Sure. The plaintiffs are filing this lawsuit arguing that Maryland's law, the No Representation Without Population Act, dilutes the votes of African Americans. And they have this backwards. So last year, Maryland passed the first in the nation law that's going to count incarcerated people at home for redistricting purposes, because the Census Bureau counts people in prison as if they were residents of the prison town, even though they can't vote and they remain residents back at home. So the state was going to fix what the Census Bureau gets wrong, and they figured out where incarcerated people came from, and they made the adjustment, and then they drew the districts based on this data. And the Republican Party's pretty unhappy with how the districts were drawn, and number of African-American leaders are disappointed that a third African-American district was not drawn. But what's really key here is that counting incarcerated people at home doesn't affect whether you redraw a third African-American district. It's an entirely separate issue. So the plaintiffs are going after the No Representation Without Population Act, but and they're alleging that the bill somehow dilutes African-American votes, but it actually enhances African-American voting strength.
Would you talk to us a bit about how this counting of the incarcerated takes place? What kind of address do the census takers use? Tell us how this works.
Sure. When the census counts people, if the person is incarcerated, they just use the address of the prison. So state's prisoners are disproportionately from Baltimore, but they're overwhelmingly located outside of the city. And there's a complex in Western Maryland that altogether is about 5,000 people. So all those people from Baltimore and from all over the state are credited to Western Maryland and used to pad Western Maryland's population. It's an accident. The Census Bureau did this because it made sense 200 years ago, and it's something that they haven't yet changed. But the state said this is something that we want to fix, and we can. So they use the state's administrative records to figure out where incarcerated people come from, and they made an adjustment to the data.
Mr. Wagner, would you explain the work of the Prison Policy Initiative?
Sure. What we do is we are working to put the numbers on this problem that we call generally prison-based gerrymandering. So we're working to show how the Census Bureau's prison miscount and prison-based gerrymandering hurts your democracy. And our role has really been to help folks connect the dots and learn what's going on in other states and to help come up with ways to talk about it. For example, before this bill was passed, I wrote a report that looked at how state legislative districts were drawn. And what we found was that every person who does not live next to the prison complex in Western Maryland has their vote diluted. So every four people who live near the prison get represented like they're five people anywhere else. So our role is to put the numbers on this movement.
Would you explain to us the importance of redistricting, what it means for a community when it comes to federal funding and other issues that are taken into consideration?
Sure. Redistricting is the process by which we change our legislative district boundaries. So it determines who is in which district and often then as a result who can get elected in that district. So redistricting is a very kind of subtle process, but it's very important because it changes the shape of our elections, of our districts, and of our democracy for the next decade. So federal funds, just to clarify, how the Census Bureau counts people in prison has very little effect on federal funds, and the bill in question will not affect funding at all. But its political decisions, including how funding formulas are worked, flow directly from the legislative process, and that process is dependent upon redistricting and how our legislative districts are drawn.
You have filed, along with the organizations I've mentioned, the NAACP and the ACLU of Maryland, this amicus brief. Would you tell us when the case, when the case is winding down? What's happening there in the courthouse?
The three-judge panel has ordered a hearing and trial on December 20th, and they've pledged a decision by the end of January. So this is all going to happen very quickly.
I see. And would you tell us once again as to, well, tell us where one can get more information about this particular case and about the prison policy initiative?
Sure. The best place to learn about this is on our website. We have a website called prisonersofthecensus.org, and we have a page for this case is called Fletcher. So prisonersofthecensus.org/Fletcher has all the documents about the case.
And if the prisoners who are counted come out and, let's say, want to vote in the 2012 election, they can do so?
Yes. When people finish their sentences in Maryland, they can vote, and, of course, they have to do so back at their home addresses once they're out.
Because, you know, that's not always the case. When one comes out of prison, then, you know, the right to vote is one of the things that's taken away. Is that correct?
Correct. A number of states have significantly worse laws.
All right. Mr. Wagner, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.